Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia. On a recorded line, who am I speaking with?
Devon Hendricks.
All right. Hi, Devon. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or documents with the law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Were you yourself or someone that you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yeah, I was.
It was yourself. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you currently getting treatment or are you in remission?
No, well, my remission is over. I've been cancer-free since December 2020.
December of 2020. Okay, that's good. I'm so glad to hear that. Do you by chance know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's?
Diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B cell. Okay, I'll make a note of that here. And have you had more than one NHL diagnosis in the past?
I was just diagnosed by my doctor in 2018.
Diagnosed in 2018. Okay, but it was just one diagnosis, yeah. Right? You didn't have any others in the past?
No.
Okay, so diagnosed in 2018. What was your age at that time?
I was 31 years old.
31 years old. Okay. And do you remember the specific date that you were diagnosed?
I believe it was October 16th, 2018.
Okay, October 16th. That's okay, to the best of your knowledge. Okay, and did you use Roundup at home or at work?
It was a residential.
It was residential. Okay, so at home. Where was the address that you used it?
4141 Teal Street, Bakersfield, California, 93306.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I heard 41. What was the name of the street?
Teal, T-E-A-L. Bakersfield, California, 93304.
Okay, so it was 41412. Is that the street number or just 41?
Teal. Or it's 4141 Teal Street.
Oh, Teal. Okay. 4141 Teal Street. Okay.
Yeah.
Bakersfield.
E-A-L.
Uh-huh. Okay, got it. Sorry, I apologize. It was kind of breaking up, but yep, I got it. Okay. 4141 Teal Street, Bakersfield, California. Okay, and besides yourself, was there anybody else in your household that also used Roundup?
No.
No, okay, just yourself. And approximately how many years in total did you use Roundup?
So for 9 years.
9 years, okay. When did you start using it?
May 2009.
2009, okay. And then up until 2018?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And the phone that we're on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone, okay. Are you able to open up text messages and email if needed?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. The reason why I'm asking is because when we're done with the questions, I'll send you an electronic document to sign. It's a retainer agreement, so the attorneys have permission to work on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. And now I'll ask you a few questions in regards to illnesses and your usage of Roundup. So have you ever had any HIV or AIDS, hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. Any autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes?
No.
Okay. Any organ transplants?
No.
Okay. Any other cancer that required chemotherapy?
No.
Okay. Any family history of cancer?
No.
No. Okay. All right. And then what is your full name, sir? Can you spell it for me?
Davon.
Uh-huh.
You want my middle name too, or just
Yes, sir.
last name?
Middle name?
The middle? Oh yeah, Terrell, Terrell. Hendrix, Hendrix.
Okay. For Terrell, I heard Terrell.
Terrell.
Oh, with the E at the end. Okay, perfect. Can you confirm
Yeah.
your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And is there a suffix? Are you a junior, senior?
No,
No.
no.
Okay. And are you married?
Unmarried.
Okay. I'm sorry, did you say unmarried?
Yes.
Unmarried, okay. And what is your date of birth?
It's 2/15/87.
Okay, and your social?
The whole social or just
Yeah, the
the
whole
four,
social.
last four. 5649312 63.
Okay, 1, 2, 6, 3. And when did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your cancer?
Like a week before I was, well, my doctor diagnosed me, but I was already having symptoms and everything.
I see. Okay, so you had some
So
symptoms and then you made the connection.
yeah, I went to the doctor and he did some tests and found the Roundup in my blood.
Okay. I'll make a note of that here. Okay, and when was that? That was let me see. You were diagnosed in 2018. So that's the year you found out.
Yeah, a week before I was diagnosed.
A week before. Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, he did the test, and then he let me know what's going on with me and everything.
Okay. So you were diagnosed October 16 of 2018. So 7 days before would be
The ninth.
yep, October 9th. Okay, so I'll write that down here. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6'3", and my weight is like 235.
Okay, so 230
Or
and
230. 230.
230. Okay. And then I do have a phone number here. I have 805-826-5488. Is that a mobile number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what is a good email for you?
My first and last name, 87@gmail.com.
Okay. Devon Hendricks 87 at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And approximately how many times per month did you use Roundup?
Believe it was 2 to 3 or 4 times a month.
4 times a month. Okay. And did you use it all year long or just seasonally?
All year.
All year. Okay. So 4 times a month times 12. So that's about 48 times in the year. And you said you used it
well,
for
it was really like, yeah, like it 2 to 3 times a week. I mean, a month. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Two to
Two
three
to three
times.
times a month. Yeah.
A month. Okay. So 3 times.
So if you say 3, 12, 36.
36. Okay. So 36 times a year.
A year.
And then did you use Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then you said you started right around 2009, and then up until 2018.
Yes.
Okay, and then it was applied monthly. Did you use a hand sprayer or a backpack or like a hose?
The sprayer.
Sprayer, okay. That's the one that's pretty common, yeah, hand sprayer. Did you use any protective gear while using Roundup? Any gloves or masks, anything like that?
Probably some gloves.
Gloves, okay. And then where did you apply it in your residential area? Was it the front yard, backyard, sidewalk?
It was a backyard. It was a backyard to kill the weeds and other plants that wasn't supposed to be there.
Okay, so in the backyard for the weeds and other plants. And then what state of residence did you mostly use it in?
California.
California. Okay, perfect. Okay, and it was residential. And were you directly spraying it yourself, or did somebody else spray it around you?
I was spraying it.
You were the one spraying it. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
It was direct exposure. Okay. Okay, and do you live near a water well at all?
No.
No, okay. Do you get your water from a well anywhere?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Okay. Have you been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was mixed. I mean, it was either or because it depended on the availability that they had at the Home Depot. So it was concentrated or mixed.
Okay. It was a little bit of both. Okay. And then you bought it at the Home Depot?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
And do you happen to have any receipts, any old receipts or any credit card statements or even any bottles that are left over of Roundup?
I wouldn't even have the same bank account or any of that anymore.
No. Okay. All right. No problem. Just in case. And have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. Have you lost any time in the past because of surgeries or any treatments?
Yeah, I actually lost my job. Going back and forth to the doctors. I keep calling off.
Right. I see. I'm so sorry about that. Approximately, what were the dates? When did you lose your job?
I lost my job in 2018.
2018. Okay.
I was going to the doctor for 2 years.
Okay. So I'll make a note of that here. Lost job because of doctor visits. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
So.
Okay. And then other than any minor traffic offenses or parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Everardo Cobos.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
E C E R A R D O Alvarado Cobos, COBOS.
Okay, Everardo Cobos. Okay, perfect, doctor. And then what is the address of his office or any medical facilities?
1700 Mount Vernon Avenue,
Okay.
Bakersfield, California, 93306.
Okay.
Kerr Medical Center.
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
Kerr Medical Center, where he worked, where I was getting treatment.
Oh, Kern Medical Center. Got it. Okay. And do you have a phone number?
Do I have a phone number
Yeah,
for
for
me?
the sorry, for the facility or the doctor.
I don't have the phone number to the facility.
Okay, no problem. I'll look it up here. I'm just gonna look it up on Google. So we have Kern Medical Center, 1700 Mount Vernon. Okay. Okay, so I'll provide that phone number here for the hospital. Okay, and then how has your diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life? If you want to share anything specific, any financial stress, emotional stress, or anything you've been going through.
Well, due to the surgeries and everything, I'm still kind of winded. I don't have as much stamina as I used to have, or just from the surgery and everything and chemotherapy, I lost hair, weight loss, and just I still have body pain here and there.
Yeah, I see.
Wasn't
I'm
as busy
sorry.
taking the chemo and everything, but I still have a little body pain here and there.
Okay,
Can't
so.
really work out or anything.
Uh-huh.
Just, it was just a struggle to even try to find a job, after that
Yeah.
due to the body pain. Yeah.
I see. Okay, so there's been a lot of physical stress and then struggling to find a job. Okay, so I'll make note of that here. Okay, and do you have medical records that would show the cancer diagnosis and the type?
Yeah, I can get you those from my doctor. He has all of the medical records. I have to email him and get them sent to me. Then that way I can send them to you guys.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then when was the last time that you were treated? What date?
I was cancer free in December 2020. I don't exactly remember the last date I was treated.
Okay, no problem. So December of the year 2020?
Yeah.
That's when you were cancer free. Okay. I'll go ahead and write that
Yeah.
down. Okay. And was there a different oncology practice that you visited?
A different college.
Oncology practice. So besides the hospital, Kern Medical Center, was there somebody somewhere else, like a specialist oncology?
No, ma'am.
No, just that facility, the Kern Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you said you received chemotherapy?
Yes, I see. We see chemotherapy. immunotherapy and pain meds.
Okay, so chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and the pain meds. What is your full mailing address?
It's 41412 Street.
That's right. Okay.
Bakersfield,
sorry.
California.
It's a little repetitive. I'm just going to copy it from the top here. Thank you. 4141 Teal Street. Okay, I do apologize for the repetitive questions, but thank you for your patience. We're almost done here. The last thing I need is an emergency contact number, just in case something happens to you, just so we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. And typically, we'll only contact the emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for a long time. So if you become unresponsive, we'll reach out to them so that they can get a hold of you. So do they live with you or do they live separate?
It's my mom. She stays in a different state.
Okay. All right. You said it's your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is her name?
Beatrice, Beatrice McDaniels.
Okay. That's McDaniels?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is her phone number?
307.
Uh-huh.
439-3020.
3020. Okay, perfect. All right, so that's it for the questions here. I'm going to send you that electronic document. So right now you can put me on speaker if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you. Just if you have any issues with the document or if you have any questions, I can help you navigate it. So it'll go to your email and also through text message. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier to open.
Is it from the 907-416-3002?
I'm not sure. I think it's a randomly generated number. It'll just say DocuSign or your documents are ready. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay.
Okay, so I just pushed it through. It should come up pretty soon. It'll be pretty obvious. It'll say documents or DocuSign, something like that. Okay. All right. Let me just make sure it went through on my end here. Okay. It does look like everything is signed. All right. Devon, that is it for me today. This was step one in the case here. Give the law firm about 5 business days to review the information, and then they'll give you a call to do a case verification, and then they'll let you know what to expect next. So what I'll do now is I'll send you another text message with my direct desk line so you can save it in your contacts, and also the name of the law firm. So you'll be with Pulaski and then their phone number here. Just wait about those 5 days for them to call you. If you have any questions or any other concerns, you can call me or text me as well, okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Did you send me your number already?
Yes, I'm drafting the text right now. Give me a second while I send it. Okay, and then your cell phone is this one, the 805-826, right?
Yes, ma'am.
5488. Okay. Okay, I just sent it. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, yeah, it's that 949 number. You can save it in your contacts as Natalia Roundup Lawsuit.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you too.
All right. Bye-bye.